Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Today, we'll be talking about brain health in honor of Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So if you have a brain, this information is for you. Your brain is the most complex organ you have, and it's always changing. This process is called brain plasticity. The brain is able to grow new connections and repair broken ones. While changes are normal, there are several things we can do each day to stay at the top of our game and maintain brain health as we age. Adopting healthy lifestyle habits not only contributes to your physical well-being, but is also good for your brain. It's never too early to start living a brain-healthy lifestyle, so follow these tips to improve cognitive health as you age. True or false? Things you do for your heart health can help reduce some risk to your brain as well. This is true. It's said that a heart-healthy diet is also a brain-healthy diet. Think Mediterranean eating patterns, with lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, fish, and extra virgin olive oil. By eating a heart-healthy diet, reducing sodium and added sugars, you'll be working to keep your cholesterol in check, as well as your blood pressure. The heart and brain blood vessels are so closely linked that conditions like high blood pressure can affect both organs. True or false? High blood pressure in middle age, which is 45 to 65, can raise your risk for dementia and stroke later in life. This is true. Many people know that blood pressure is important to monitor as we age due to the risk of stroke and heart attack. Now a new risk is emerging that is related to high blood pressure. It's the link between uncontrolled blood pressure in midlife and dementia later in life. High blood pressure weakens arteries, which affects the bloodstream's ability to support brain cells as they age. As research continues on this subject, you can minimize your risk by keeping your blood pressure in check with heart-healthy foods and exercise. True or false? If you haven't exercised in years, it's not safe to do so. This is false. It doesn't matter how long it's been since you've exercised. Start with an activity that doesn't strain your body and consult with your doctor about the type and amount right for you. Regular physical activity may reduce risks of diabetes, heart disease, depression, and stroke, can prevent falls, and improve connections among brain cells. It's recommended to get at least 150 minutes of exercise each week, so move about 30 minutes on most days. If you're able, walking is a really good place to start. True or false? There's nothing you can do to reduce medicine-related problems. This is also false. While medicines can help you treat your health conditions, some can actually create problems for your brain. Whether you're taking prescription or over-the-counter medications, talk with your doctor if you notice any changes in your cognitive function. While you may not have control over all of your risk factors, like genetics, you do have control over many others, like the foods you choose, your level of activity, and how well you're managing other health conditions. Remember, it's never too late or too early to start living a brain-healthy lifestyle. Start with one small step in the right direction, such as scheduling a health screening or physical exam, reviewing your medicines with your healthcare provider, adding an additional serving of vegetables to your diet each day, starting a food, activity, or health journal, spending more time with friends and family, and engaging in mentally stimulating and challenging activities. For a collection of brain health resources I've compiled, brain games, and virtual learning opportunities, visit wvik.org/wellness. Here you will also find a recording of today's episode. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center in Moline.